store building.
Yeah. Ever heard Cap's Corner?
Yeah, but I don't know just exactly where it's at.
Well, Cap's Corner's the same way. It's north of St. Joe. North? Yeah, north of St. Joe. And there ain't anything there anymore but a phone station. And it's not really a phone station. It's, can't get gas there, but it looks like a phone station. Mm-hmm. And you go in and get a little Coke or something and candy and stuff. But they're always a bunch of old boys sitting out there playing checkers.
Yeah.
And you cannot go to Cap's Corner without these old boys being out there playing checkers. If the weather's good. And in St. Joe, there's kind of a similar situation. There's a little park in the middle of town. And there are always a bunch of boys, old boys out there sitting around. We always call them the Spit and Whittle Club.
Spit and Whittle?
Yeah. Because they sit there and spit and whittle, and that's all they do.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Get back.
They used to do that on lots of towns. Like in Bellevue, they play a lot of dominoes up there. Uh-huh. Checkers. Uh-huh. Over here, over Sanger.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere that I've been, uh-huh, around little places like that.
Something to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially, I guess, if people aren't married or their wife's died or something, you know.
Yeah.
Give something, someplace to go.
I don't know. They let them, their wives still live and used to.
They're probably somewhere else playing checkers with somebody.
Yeah. Well, I never was no women come there and play anyhow.
Yeah.
Men around. My daddy used to run a feed mill up there at Bellevue, and I had a little room there, and it's full of domino players nearly all the time. I hate that.
Hmm.
Used to. Never played with them much, but I've watched them.
Yeah.
They had some good domino players.
Yeah. When I was out in West Texas, you could go into old cafe or anything, you know, in town, and there'd always be people sitting in there with their cowboy hats on.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy used to claim that they must sleep in those cowboy hats because you never seem to take them off. Always had them on.
Yeah.
Let's see. If somebody asks you to go someplace with him and you're not sure you want to go, you might say,
I just don't have time. I can't go today.
Okay. If you have a real sick friend and he's probably not going to get well, you'd say, well, it seems to me, what else? How else would you say that?
I just have my wife call the doctor and call her wife. Call his wife.
Okay.
You know what happened right out here?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Just recently?
Well, it's been a couple of years then. It's been that long. Since B.R. died out here.
What happened?
He had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. He brought me some gasoline, put in my tank right there. And he wrote the check out, got up and got the gas, taking his hose down, all that. And I got the bill for it right here at the porch, handed to her and her to make the check out. And I turned on back out there, and he had done already fell over there. And I didn't know whether to even touch him or not. Mm-hmm. I was afraid to move him.
Mm-hmm.
So he just right now, just a little bit, he's dead.
Mm. What'd you do?
Well, she called a doctor and called his wife. So he said he knew he had a heart attack, but he's turning blue in his face. And one just died right now.
Huh.
I mean, just 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's terrible.
You don't know how you would feel about that unless you had it. You wouldn't, I don't know whether to touch him, try to move him, shake him, or pat him on the back. Or,
yeah, yeah.
So I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, you might make something worse.
Yeah.
You can't tell. Unless your doctor.
Try to help him up or what to help him. So I didn't do nothing.
Yeah. That's probably the best thing to do. Probably wasn't any helping. That's kind of what happened to my husband's father. He